Tonight from Laguna Beach, California, on behalf of the Laguna Beach Youth Fund, Lever Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Dinah Shore. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob in Laguna, where the sea meets the sky, and they expect MacArthur to land here first, hope. Telling you that even if you're too young to be affected by the congressional income tax cut, to use Pepsodent regularly without any scolding, and your teeth will never be exempted, and your kissing will always be withholding. Well, here we are at Laguna Beach. This is where the new look originated. During the summer, the men wear their eyes 2 inches longer down here. Couldn't get my tongue into high. This is really an exclusive swimming hole. Any wave coming in without a white cap is stopped offshore and sent down to San Diego. They say Laguna is the Riviera of America. Only trouble here is so many people wear slacks you can't tell a niece from a nephew. But there was good news in Washington last week for a change. John Q. Public finally got his income tax cut. Income tax cut, that's just a sneaky way of saying, let's give him coffee money, Sam. They may remember in November. This sort of thing happens every election year. They reduce taxes so you can afford to buy Dewey buttons. It was a nice gesture, but who needs more money? I've grown to love dandelion green. And speaking of green stuff, I'm happy that spring is here again, with the sun shining, the flowers blooming, and the birds and pedestrians flying through the trees. California climate is so even you couldn't tell when spring was here if you didn't check the pneumonia cases at the hospital. As usual in California, March came in like a lion, went out wearing galoshes. And spring is the season for romance. I know. Today I saw a pilot spelling out, Honest John loves Madman Munch. Even the worst of enemies get filled with love this time of year. I looked in the refrigerator this morning and the butter and the oleomargarine were snuggling. And it's very romantic in Hollywood. Luella and Hedda both reported that C. Aubrey Smith and Dame Mae Whitty are holding tea bags. And Sinatra was spring cleaning out of his house yesterday, but he made a terrible mistake. He got too near the vacuum cleaner and hasn't been heard from since. Of course, spring fever makes everyone so lazy. Just this morning, I saw a squirrel getting nuts for the winter. He was putting pennies into a peanut machine. Everything's so tired. On the way down here, I turned on my car radio, and an orchestra was playing, I'm Looking Under a Four-Leaf Clover. I'll work this way for that. Maybe Patrilla's in the house. And everybody's gardening. Some raise flowers, some raise vegetables. John L. Lewis is raising cane. He planted his eyebrows, and up came the miners. And now that it's spring, President Truman put a pot of geranium out on his balcony and he waters it twice a day, waiting for Taft to walk underneath. Ought to be in Paris in the spring. Ought to be anywhere these days before the Russians get there. But there'll be no spring in Moscow this year. Joe caught the groundhog reading Winchell. Winchell is giving Stalin one last chance. If Russia doesn't come to terms before his next option, he's going to fly over and drop a 40-ton bottle of Jergens lotion on the Kremlin.
Corneria, Corneria, neglected using Miriam, so it's singing smoke. smile, have no winning style. So folks, don't be like Miriam, you delirious.
Heston had won by 3-1. Just recently, families from coast to coast, thousands of people, were asked to compare new Pepsodent toothpaste with the brands they'd been using at home. By an overwhelming majority, by an average of 3-1, they preferred new Pepsodent over any other brand they tried.
Yes, with families who made comparison tests, Pepsodent won by 3-1.
For its cool, minty flavor that lingers on and on.
Families who made comparison tests chose Pepsodent 3-1.
For making the breath so lastingly clean.
Families who made comparison tests chose Pepsodent 3-1.
And for cleaning teeth better, giving bright new sparkle to your smile.
Families who made comparison tests chose Pepsodent 3-1.
So for new pleasure in brushing your teeth, new pleasure in the results you'll see, try Cool Minty, new Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium, the 3-1 favorite with families all over America.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if singing popularity were votes, I've got the next president here right now. She has a voice so full of magic, she can read the weather report and make it number one on the hit parade. Here she is, America's queen of song, Miss Dinah Shore.
Honey, I've been down, down the Mississippi, where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime, I had the grandest time. I went out a-dancing with a Tennessee dear. A fella there named Handy had a band you could hear. People sway, man, they really played real harmony. I never will forget the tune that Handy called the Memphis Blues. They got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair. Oh, Lordy, how he pulls on his bow. And when you hear that tune, listen to the trombone spoon.
Singing Memphis Blues, accompanied by Les Brown and his Warren Laguna at Lee Baring's Beach and Tennis Club, Austin. That was swell. You're top for my money.
Money. That reminds me.
Please, don't spoil a beautiful friendship, please. Anyway, you've got your own show with Harry James, haven't you, Dinah?
That's right. And you know, Bob, you remind me quite a bit of Harry.
Really? Do you mean we're both handsome, talented, and attractive pretty girls?
No, Bob, you've both been made famous by a horn.
Not so loud. Petrillo's liable to ask me for dues.
Oh, I do declare. Honey, you're just the funniest man I ever saw in my life.
You're from the Sooth, ain't you, Dinah?
Well, yes, I am, Bob. How in the world can you tell?
That's easy once you get the hang of it. But seriously, Dinah, I really love the way you handle a song.
Thank you, Bob. You've always had a nice voice. Why is it you don't sing more often?
I have an agreement with Crosby. There's so much jealousy at Paramount. But now that you mention it, I thought Crosby and I sang a pretty good duet in The Road to Rio.
Oh, I saw the picture, Bob, and together you two look more like a trio.
Well, our girdles didn't come back from the laundry in time. But you know, I did sing in my first picture. I sing the light stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you sing more like Jolson? Sincere and realistic. Well, you know, when he sings April Showers, you can almost hear the rain.
Rain? That's the water on his knees squishing into action.
Say, Bob, what's this about your singing in your first picture?
Oh, you remember the song. It's about two sleepy people.
Oh. Say, Bob, why are they sleepy?
Well, I have my regular listeners, you know.
Here we are, out of cigarettes,
holding hands and yawning, look how late it is.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light,
and too much in love to say goodnight.
Hey, Robert, here we are, newlyweds in our own little apartment.
Yeah, ain't it wonderful? Just 10 days ago, I carried you across that threshold.
Yes. Robert, why are you looking so puzzled?
Think I should let you down?
Tell me, who's Ootsy, Itsy, Bitsy, Lovums is Ooze?
I is Ooze.
Beg pardon?
I is Ooze. I like that.
Oh.
I is Ooze.
Oh, well, Ooze is my darling. And you, Ooze has so much talent.
Yeah, I'll never forget how we met in the park. You were feeding nuts to the squirrels.
Yes, and you keep beating the squirrels to the nuts.
Yeah, when I looked at you, I forgot where I buried them.
Robert, didn't your father ever tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers?
No, he just left me in the woods to learn for myself.
Here we are in a cozy chair,
kicking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire.
Two sleepy people with nothing to say,
and too much in love to break away.
Are you happy, Cream Puff?
Oh, yes, Colonel.
That's Cuddle. Turtle.
I'm sorry.
I must look like an Ador milkman or something. That's either bring your own writer. Gee, honey. That ticker. Remember how we got engaged?
Oh, yes, I'll never forget it. You switched the pond.
Well, I didn't want to be an old maid. And I'll never regret it, darling. Isn't marriage wonderful?
Oh, it certainly is, dear. Shall I get your pipe and slippers?
No, thanks. This time I think I'll use tobacco.
Gee, Bob, I just love our apartment. Isn't it a cozy place?
Sure is. Of course, it'll be better when we get furniture. I don't see why you won't let me buy any.
Oh, but honey, it's so much more fun going to the quiz shows.
I hate quiz show. That's Ralph Edwards and his consequences.
Well, you'd have married me anyway, wouldn't you?
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like you at all.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest.
Oh, isn't it heavenly?
Oh.
Ah, you missed me.
Sound like the UN moved in upstairs.
Oh, no, that's the couple next door. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary.
Oh.
I've given you the best years of my life, and what have I got to show for it?
Wrinkles, you prune face. Don't think I haven't tried.
Just a lover's quarrel.
My mother warned me about you.
Too bad you didn't warn me about your mother.
Oh, Robert, darling, promise me we'll never fight like that.
I promise, forever and ever now, Jolson.
Oh, when I think of the men I could have married, it makes me sick.
Wait a minute. I'll think of them too and get sick with you.
Oh, Robert, you know, I did your laundry for the first time today, and I'm afraid I didn't do a very good job.
Oh, honey, you did a swell job. You shouldn't feel bad because you put starch in my socks and darned up all the buttonholes in my shirt.
I've been ironing all day. How do you like the way I did your shirt?
They look swell.
That's good.
Yeah. They look even better if you'd have washed them first.
You are. In 10 years, you never bought me any clothes.
What are you squawking about? You're dressed in silk.
Yeah, but I want to change. I'm getting tired of wearing the wedding gown.
Robert, this is terrible. We've got to go over there and stop him before somebody gets hurt.
That's not as liable to be me.
Come on, darling, let's hurry. There. Here we are. Quick now, knock on the door.
Gee, it's got awful quiet in there. Oh, hello. Oh, hello. Where's your husband?
He's not home yet.
Please, darling, no. I do love you. I do.
Oh! Sleepy people by God's early light, and too much in love to say good night.
Pepsodent won by 3-1. Yes, in a recent survey, families from coast to coast, thousands of people, compared new Pepsodent toothpaste with brands they'd been using at home. By an overwhelming average of 3-1, they preferred new Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium over any other brand they tried. The Harry Whiteside family of Sepulpa, Oklahoma, preferred new Pepsodent on every single count. Mrs. Whiteside says,
indeed, we do like Pepsodent. In fact, we think Pepsodent is the best toothpaste we ever tried. It's so wonderful for cleaning breath. And even my young son, Carl, notices how much brighter it makes his teeth. We all think Pepsodent's flavor is top, too.
And family after family agree with the Whitesides. Yes, with families who made comparison tests, Pepsodent won by 3-1. Get it without delay.
Well, Dinah, how do you like Laguna Beach?
Isn't it a quaint little seacoast town? And by the way, Bob, thank you very much for showing me around.
Oh, don't mention it, Dinah. How about another shore dinner tonight?
Oh, thanks, Bob, but this time I'd rather have one in a restaurant.
Well, don't be silly. The clams are fresher when you dig them yourself. Don't you think?
Say, Bob, you know Laguna Beach is a famous artist retreat.
It looks more like a complete surrender.
Gosh, I love the atmosphere here. The stores are so old-fashioned. And they have such wonderful antiques.
I know what you mean. I ordered a lamb chop at the old Victor Hugo tea shoppy, and it came out wearing green velvet pantaloons. Yes, but it's a great town, and I like the natives here, Dinah. You know, they're such unusual types.
You ought to hear what they say about you.
Very vain. Miss Vague, what are you doing here in Laguna?
Well, I'm with the stock company.
Well, says them right. They should have locked the corral.
Michelle, you're so clever. Tell me, did you drive down to the beach or were you washed up with the rest of the grunion? Oh, dear, I'm having so much fun come down here. I'd love to go surfboarding, Miss Hope.
You surfboarding?
Yes.
Say, that's dangerous. Isn't it tough to stay on, Miss Vase?
Oh, no, not for me. The last time I tried it, I stayed on the surfboard for hours.
For hours?
Yes. And then when I wasn't looking, some sneak pulled it into the water. There's Johnny Shore.
Oh, tell me, do you two know each other, Miss Vase?
Oh, of course. He married one of my best dreams.
Miss Vague and I are old friends, Bob. We have adjoining ranches in the valley.
Yes, we do. Oh, I really love ranching, Dinah. It's so romantic.
I know. But don't you think you're going a little too far, Miss Vague, branding all your cattle with your phone number?
Do you know a better way to meet a nice cowboy? Okay, that reminds me. Mr. Hope, did I tell you that my boyfriend Waldo lives here in Laguna?
Your boyfriend Waldo? Well, what's his last name, Miss Vague?
Well, he hasn't any. His mother wanted a dog. I'm only joking, you. His name is Waldo, and he's happy every time he's with me.
How do you know, Miss Vague?
Well, I can smell it on his breath. I was going to say, Waldo, you know, is a very talented painter.
He's a painter, and he likes the bottle, huh?
And no, Miss Hope, he doesn't like the bottle.
He doesn't?
No, now he buys it in a keg. Okay, then.
Well, he must paint with three feathers instead of a brush. I'll take a quart. Where are you? Let me see.
I want to speak to Dinah. I want to tell you that I heard you tonight on the way down here, and I love your singing.
Oh, you're sweet.
You know, last year, I was with a traveling opera company. Oh, what fun I had appearing in Rossini's great opera.
William Tell?
No, but Frank blabbed a little.
Well, look, if you like to sing, come along with us, Miss Vague. Dinah and I are going over to the Laguna Light Opera Company now and audition for parts.
Oh, I'd love to. Let's go.
The Laguna Light Opera Company. Here's the opera house.
Oh, look at that. Someone auditioning before the impresario now.
Figaro.
Next.
Figaro!
Impresario, why do you keep shooting all the singers?
Can't help it, I'm allergic to figs.
Professor Colonna, you're the impresario?
Yes, Miss Vague, and on behalf of the entire staff, I welcome you to the Laguna Beach Dark Opera Company.
Professor, don't you mean the Laguna Beach Light Opera Company?
No, forgot to pay the electric bill. Now, pardon me while I continue the rehearsal. Much more, gentlemen. Oh, pardon me, Hope, while I check the score. We're playing Rigoletto.
Anything wrong?
Plenty. We're losing.
Look, I have a couple of singers with me, Professor Stone. Let's see if you can guess who they are.
La, la. Why, that's Dinah Shore. Couldn't be anyone but Shore.
And now another voice.
La, 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 la.
Who's that, Professor?
The same Shore, but at low tide.
I want to audition for your opera company, too, Claude. I'll give you a sample of my singing.
It's me, it was me.
Well, what do you think? That was Il Trovatore.
You should have waited till they get better.
Hey, Professor, I didn't know you were conducting the Laguna Light Opera Company.
Why, this is my life. I love opera. It's in my blood. Why, when I close my eyes, I hear the habanera from Carmen, the triumphal march from Aida, the jewel song from Faust.
What do you hear from Madame Butterfly?
Nothing, and I'm getting worried.
Well, tell me, Professor, as a great opera impresario in the works of Wagner, which do you think is more distinctive? The weaving of leitmotifs into the orchestral fabric, that is, the use of a few notes to characterize personages and dramatic events, or the free use of bass clarinets and English horns together with chromatic harmonies and progressions employed at unorthodox intervals?
Pardon?
Well, I said, in the works of Wagner...
Too late, the season is over.
Professor, we're all ready to sing now. Can't we do an opera now?
Oh, very well. We'll do the Laguna version of that famous opera, William Tell.
Okay, Professor, start the music.
I am William Tell, you know.
We know.
And I am his son, the Schmo.
And I'm his girl, Isma. I stand by with the pledge law. And it is mother I'm here to see. He'll get hold of his hair.
I wish I was dead. Please don't shoot.
Shut up.
Don't shoot my son.
Shut up.
My bones.
My head. Shut up. My knees, they shake.
Darling, you're standing at death's door.
Oh, but I'm game right to the core. But if you die, it won't be such a loss.
Oh, then
we'll all have applesauce.
And all a hush falls over the audience as William Tell Colonna walks to one side of the stage and his son to the other. They put an apple on his son Bob's head. William Tell draws back his bow and...
I will now put the arrow through the apple.
Oh.
Professor, you shot Mr. Holt in the head.
Sorry, that stem on the front fooled me.
That's all, huh? We're a little late. I want to thank Donna Shore for the use of her wonderful voice, and thanks to you people of Laguna Beach for turning out on behalf of your local youth center. It's people like you who are holding down the biggest job in America, the job of turning out good citizens. All over the USA today, good citizens turned out to celebrate Army Day. And I suppose you've noticed that Army Day comes during Boys Club Week. I can't say if there's an official reason for that, but I will say this. If you have a son in the Boys Club, consider yourself lucky. And if you have a son in the Army, be proud, because, mister, you have a son who belongs to the finest club in America. And that's all for tonight, except a last-minute word to the Army. Attention, next Tuesday night's guest, Lana Turner. Good night.
Next week, Lever Brothers Company, makers of Pepsodent, will bring you the Bob Hope Show with Bob's special guest...